6 years ago, a young man who was born on a kitchen table in the backwoods of Lake City, Florida, began his historic journey as the host of an award-deserving podcast. That was in January of 2012. It is now 2018, and that formerly young man continues his quest to not only deserve an award for his show, but to finally win one. For the Spike on the Mike Show.
That was mine. You this one. Spike check one, spike check two, spike check three. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another award-deserving episode of the Spike on the Mike Show. Yes, I am he. I am the guy known as the Spike on the Mike. And we are... Okay, we got to work on that crowd control. You know, it's not like we command them. They have to fade in and fade out. I am here. And we are here at our great studio known as Hooters, located at 4215 Hillsboro Avenue. I am the guy in the sound of your eardrums known as the Spike on the Mic. You know what day it is? It's Monday, 7. We are always here trying to entertain and put some knowledge of nuggets in your eardrums. Or we can back it up and say, nugget of knowledge in your eardrums. But all this genuine knowledge will not be spewing from the one, the only Spike on the Mic. It's going to be spewing from the cast and the crew. So without further ado, let me introduce the cast and the crew. On the other side of my peripheral vision, we have the man who was homeschooled and he had a boat. So we like to call him Dr. Captain Clark. Dr. Captain Clark, how are you sticking?
I'm sticking like somebody who thinks maybe it'd be a good idea to do a sound check before the show starts.
See? But, you know, since you big time, you figured maybe your intern, your stunt double, or your little small end can find out what she wants, can do your job.
Who are you talking to?
Yeah, I was talking to you.
Oh, okay. Sounded like you were talking to somebody that the audience can't see or hear.
Oh, okay. Well, then directly in your peripheral vision, Dr. Captain Clark is the man who's putting the music through your eardrums. We like to call him PWs. PWs, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like a guy who can't even get people to put their damn headphones on before the show. So, you know, sound check. You know, what are we going to do?
Well, that's just how it is. I don't understand that.
Well,
the reason we do a headphone sound check before the show is so you won't be surprised.
Yeah, like, but we don't.
But we don't.
We don't do that.
Like the next man.
No, 20 seconds before the show starts.
PW starts giving us warnings an hour out.
Yes.
Right?
And everyone sits there and acts like it's the first time we've ever been here before. Then the show starts and there's a mad dash for the volume control for the headphones.
Yeah.
And just a random twisting of knobs.
It's not my fault that y'all big time.
That's a little peek behind the curtain, everyone.
There it is. If they had subscribed to the premium hour, they would have known that.
Yeah,
because they would hear PW for an hour before the show starts.
All right, put your headphones on.
We have an hour before the show starts. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. Well, the people are wondering why we're here. I'll tell you why we're here.
Can't be why we're here.
We're here for one reason.
No, it can't be.
And it's because of the next sound you hear will be the Voice of Reason. Voice of Reason, how you sticking?
Eh?
B? I'm confused. Why did y'all laugh at that?
Because he's deaf.
It was just really good.
Oh, okay.
That's the best thing I've heard all night. Eh?
Eh, okay.
Eh?
Well, Voice of Reason, directly in your peripheral vision is, you know, the next sound. This man knows not some things, he knows everything. He can see things and say things backwards in his own mind. We like to call him Bill Smiles. Bill Smiles, how you sticking?
Key.
That's backwards. By the way, I am sticking like black olives to the menu at a Papa John's pizza.
Ooh,
nice.
But speaking of that, how is the Chase Elliott situation going?
Oh, yeah. I didn't look. I'll let you know.
Oh, okay.
Oh, damn.
All right. Well,
you know, he has one thing he's responsible
one
for.
Job.
And,
one
job. And, you know, one job it just only. Doesn't happen.
All right. So,
all right.
The next sound you hear is the man. He's known for gas.
I know.
He's hauling gas.
I know.
He doesn't smell bad.
You'd think he'd take
gas.
A Rolaid or something.
Yeah.
You know.
So we'll call him Gas Man. Gas Man, how you sticking?
I am sticking like I should wear a dunce cap because I left my headlights on and my battery died this morning.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I got it jumped off. I'm good now.
Oh, okay. And
where, did
oh,
you come
is that
home?
What that was all about?
Did you come home like in the light or was it in the dark and you still left them on?
It was in the dark. Fireball to do that to you. Allegedly.
You could have lied and nobody would know.
Yeah.
Hey, we're real. We're for real on Spike right. Mike Show.
And you know what?
We're
you
real.
You was early and on time.
I know.
Maybe you should you know, do what you do all the time. Nah, I shouldn't do that. All right, so now of course, you guys always wonder, are we ever gonna get better?
I know.
Is it gonna become a better show?
Because it's not better.
No, it isn't.
No.
Well, now it's going to get better because the next sound you hear is going to be the lovely, the talented Monica's. Monica's, how you sticking?
I'm sticking to my guns.
Yes!
Ooh. Because
good.
I was going to not come today. I have
what?
Been fighting a funk and I thought, I don't want to push it. Let me just chill out.
Oh, come on.
A mental funk or a physical funk?
This show is the funk.
This is the best place for the funk.
Bring the funk, don't you?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Also, I'd like to say for the record, even though he stepped away for a sec, Gas Man was on FB this morning talking about, hey, I got nothing going on. Who wants to have fun type of sitch?
Yeah.
So,
uh-oh.
I think Homeboy's been
you
having a little
up?
Fun.
You hooked up?
No, I'm just saying, I think he's been doing his own thing all day. Then maybe that's why he was on time.
What is FB?
Oh.
Facebook.
Oh. Yeah, I thought you were only a Twitterer. I didn't think you were a Facebooker.
When I'm this is are you listening, boss? Are you listening, John Brennan? I'm only on Facebook when I'm at work.
That makes sense.
That's it. And then I'm done.
By the way, you Chase Elliott, 13.
13. Damn it. No
damn.
Pickles.
Yeah.
No
really.
Pickles today.
All right, so
hey, the lights came
so
on.
So Monica, I dig your fingers. Did you do that because you know you was coming to Hootress?
No. I mean, I could lie like Mr. Clark said, and maybe I had it all planned. But in reality, I dig some orange on a tan bod.
Yes.
Ooh.
We do, too. That's why we come to Hooters.
Yeah, really.
Exactly.
Are you referring to your own or the fact that Spike's really tan?
No, Spike is as white as they come. I am
dude.
Super tan.
No. I am not.
What's funny
sure.
about that is you're actually black, and she still said you're as white as they come. That's why that's funny.
That's way funny.
I'm funny, Spike.
Oh, you're funny looking.
Oh, Gas Man's so sweet. Oh,
wait,
my God.
Are you cold?
I'm freezing.
Yeah, didn't you see her nips?
You're very sick.
Oh, my God. I feel so much. Seriously.
It's hot out here.
Warm, too. Thank you,
Jeez.
Gas Man.
You're welcome. No problem.
Wow. Who said chivalry is dead?
Not with this guy. This guy's
no.
sweet. Oh, my God.
Serious. Oh, thank you.
I did.
Yeah, a million times better.
And I don't want to kill Shivery. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen.
No. Not Shivery. She was shivering.
Oh,
that's what
shivering.
It was.
Oh.
Who said shivering is dead?
Oh, shivering is dead.
Yeah.
Now that he brought a cloak.
Oh. Right. All right, Kate. Well, guys, you know you can always participate by giving us a call at 813-699-3900.
No, I don't know why you say that, because all that encourages is some guy to call up and flush his toilet or play his radio or some stupid thing. Yeah.
Well, why does it never work when I'm out of town and I try to call?
You call one time. I was here one time.
I'll call a couple
works.
Times.
We work. It works.
Yeah. And I did hang up on you once.
Great.
And didn't realize
he said,
it.
He said, I sound like I was in a fishbowl or something.
Yeah.
The Tennessee Mountains, man. Get you every time.
All right. Well, you can always participate. You can also follow us on the Spike on the Mic. com and hit the chat line because we already have Dr. Captain Clark's sister out
that,
there,
yeah.
And we got my friend Billy. We got all our friends out there watching.
Is Billy out there too?
Billy is out there.
Oh,
nice. Also programming note for all those people that were wondering: now you can be laying home on your sofa and say, "Alexa, play StPeteRadio.com
and
Spike on the Mic will be heard."
Yes.
So we can be heard on Alexa. Can you be heard on Alexa, Monica?
No.
There you go. So that is we are going to be in the eardrums of millions. and a lot of people.
My show on this day in blues history.
Right.
That's on Alexa. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. It is.
Okay. Well, yeah. Hold on. We can't have nothing over here.
wait. No, I'm just, you know, I'm catching up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, then, ladies and gentlemen, let's go ahead and talk to our sponsors.
Oh, my garage. The Spike and the Mike Show is brought to you by the Game Day Metric Tour. The Game Day Metric Tour is a charity bicycling tour featuring two courses through scenic landscapes. And by Kansas City Online Radio, bringing you cool blues and entertaining talk 7 days a week at kconlineradio.com. And by RadioSt.Pete.com, local internet radio from St. Petersburg, Florida. Today's hits and yesterday's favorites, 24 hours a day, StPeteRadio.com.
Incorrect since 1983.
The official home of race fans.
Not this week, though.
Oh, yeah, really. No frozen pickles or where we get out of
it. What did he have to place?
Yes.
Top 10.
Yeah,
slacker.
Yeah. Serious.
Yeah,
really.
Exactly, yeah. 13th? What is that?
That's not 10.
Did any of y'all watch it and talk about pickles?
I do.
Every once in a while, no.
I listen on the radio when I'm at work.
Someone listens to NASCAR on the radio.
No, really. On a Sunday afternoon, if you want to nod out on the couch, NASCAR.
No, I say this because when I first started in radio, somebody who was my boss at the time totally scheduled me to run NASCAR on the radio. And the whole time I was like, nobody's listening to this right now. Nobody is listening to this.
They sell millions of dollars of revenue for that.
Well, you got the money for the station, but who was listening? Nobody, but apparently somebody.
Yeah, rednecks from North Carolina.
Have you ever answered the phone when it's not on? It's like going, hey, do you ever have to? Oh, well, that explains
it. I'm not answering the phone. I can ring all day long. I'm not here.
Well, wait a minute.
I know. You don't want to deal with, I love you listeners. Thank you very much for listening, but I'm not trying to deal with them.
Wow. You know, that's the purpose of radio and things for
listeners. Anybody ever call and flush a toilet?
No one. That's never happened to me. But maybe they are, and I just don't pick up.
That's it.
All right, well, let's go ahead and start the show. But we got to talk about three things.
The past, the present, and the future.
All right, for the three things, I have two questions.
Yes.
One, does that replace the topic-changing music voice,
no,
guy?
No, of course
not. That would have been sad. I will be very sad. Two, at what point, I mean, I know it's been a while, but when did you step up the production value of this joint? I like it.
What do you mean? We did that live.
Really, we got a Mariachi band and everything.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's a Mariachi.
I like Mariachi.
That'll work. All right, so let's go ahead and do, am I missing anything?
No.
Let's do topic-changing music.
All right.
Here comes the topic.
What enthusiasm.
Wait a minute. What was the first thing that we listened to? I thought we were doing 1, 2, 3 or something. Past, present, future.
Yeah, we did.
Did you not hear what it was?
He just said that's what we talked about.
You bragged about the whole production value. Did you not hear?
It just said
the past, the present, and the future.
That's what we talk about. Yeah. Things in the...
Oh, so of each topic
past,
coming.
The present, and the future.
Because you've been on this show before, and I cannot get these illegal aliens
future
to get on the bus and say the right thing. So
in the past,
see, in the Hooters store,
it's our moniker. It's the past.
No. Our moniker is Spike
right
on the mic, or the actual moniker.
He's getting aggravated. Wrap it up, people. Wrap it up.
It could be our modus operandi, though.
Yeah.
Oh. So anyway. Yeah. We already did topic changing music, so I'm going to start the topic changing. I mean, the first topic off with a question. Because we have Monica here, and she's a chromosome, so I think it's very important to get her perspective.
I have a badge, is what you're saying?
And all y'all perspective,
okay.
Yes.
All right,
so question to the cast and to you, Monica. And you have to, suspend reality or just see this is happening. Let's say you at a bar or a club.
Hold right. on. I got to picture that because I yeah.
what
never
a stretch.
Really happened again. That never happened.
Think
right?
about 10 a.m. on your way to work this morning.
I'm the only one drinking water, so suck it, y'all.
Yeah, really.
Touche.
Dude, yeah, really. That's only because you got the funk.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Okay. Oh, so no. you sit across the room and you see this interesting looking guy that makes your heart go flutter, flutter,
all
flutter.
Right. All right. So she's not talking about you. Right. Okay.
So
I'm at this club too, is what you're
not
saying.
Not in yeah. my current position.
But
then.
It's also, you guys also are at that same location and y'all look across the room and y'all see this female that makes your heart go unk unk unk, right?
Every time I see her.
What yes. if the guy makes my heart go?
Well, okay, you're hanging out with peanuts and all that too. All right, so now you look across the room, y'all eyes meet.
Right.
Everything you there is no verbal conversation.
No.
But there's something that you guys have.
Oh, we just make a connection.
You see that happening.
Yeah.
And also listeners on the chat line, I want you guys to play along. All right, so you look over there and then somebody sitting next to that person moves. And you see a service dog.
Oh.
Now my question: uh-huh. Does that kill it? Is
no.
that is that is that does that ruin the?
Wait, do I make eye contact with the service dog?
No. Is that a?
I knew that was coming.
Is that a deal breaker?
Now he's got a doggy.
I'm gonna start out with you, Monica. Is that a deal breaker?
He's got a baby. It's okay. He's got a little puppy.
So you still got the heart patter patter for him.
Absolutely. It's even sweeter. Honestly, he's got a little doggy.
Okay.
Sure. He could always be training the dog for a blind person.
I don't think that's the point of the question, though.
Yeah.
What he's trying to ask
is
do you lose your attraction to this person if you find out they're disabled?
Right, but if they might not be, they could be just training the dog.
Okay, so I'll start with you. Is that a deal breaker for you?
No.
All right. Dr. Captain Clark.
Sorry, Paul.
No, not at all.
Smuts?
Nope.
Sure, why not?
All right, then.
Because don't be a dick, that's why not.
Yeah, really. All right, PWs?
No, I'm more attracted now.
You are?
Because of the dog.
Yeah.
And gas man.
That's a deal breaker. I'm done.
Oh, no.
All right, so now let's go ahead and expound on your decision.
Are you, like, allergic or something?
No, because if they got a service dog, it means it lives in the house and probably sleeps in the bed. And I'm like, the only hairy animal in my bed, I want in my bed, is me, so no.
Oh.
I don't think the service dog sleeps with the person in the bed.
Not normally.
You never know.
Okay, so now, and I posed this question the other day, and I think, I thought, well, I wonder how the cast would do. They would probably all say one way or the other. And I want to give you guys a little information.
That's a good guess. Well, yeah, we would say one way or the other, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, let me delve into the factor
Nailed
here
it.
with the gas man. What if it's just a dog, not necessarily a service dog?
No, I don't want animals.
So see, you're not being particular on yeah. the
no,
disabled.
I don't want any
animals. You're being particular
just
on
totally
the
anti-pet.
Animal needy.
No, I'm a country boy, and our dogs lived outside this, so animals don't belong.
All right,
there.
Then what if you look across the room and you see this woman that makes your heart go pitter-patter, and then you look further and she's got a white cane with a red tip on it?
Exactly.
Because I think that's what the point of the question is. Right?
That's an excellent question.
Yeah, no,
but wait a minute. She can see, but she has
a service dog.
From the knee down, she's got a bum leg.
Oh, yeah. Oh, she's nice, got a peg leg.
But she
has
a prosthetic and
wait,
stuff.
Yeah, she goes, arr.
But she's got a prosthetic and she still like can live. She
she's out doing stuff. Okay. She's going to bars.
I wasn't. No, this wasn't about the handicaps.
It doesn't matter what you want anymore. Spike.
As long as she doesn't have a dog, I'm good.
Okay.
Oh,
okay.
Look at that. There you go.
See, we're not as bad of people as you think we are.
You're
Spike.
Not. You're not as disgusted of a person as you came out to.
As you are.
I was just trying. Yeah, I wanted to be the disgusting one for the topic.
Okay, I'm with you. Bill Smots, and here let me give you guys a reason why I'm thinking. And me and the gas man are
how are you
on the
ever
same
with
page.
Bill Smots ever?
Yeah, it's a cold day.
Oh, it'll come out the other way later.
Cold day in Cleveland. Riddle me this.
Yeah.
If you see a woman cross the room or a guy,
right.
and they have the dog with the service dog thing on
sure.
it, isn't that almost admitting you crazy?
No.
No. Not
crazy.
At all.
Crazy.
Yes.
Why would you say crazy?
Wait, there's an actual
even I didn't
number.
Say crazy.
There's
okay.
an actual number.
Hit it.
Here.
Hey, caller, welcome to the Spike on the Mic show.
Hey, Mike, this is Ed Drosky. How you doing?
Ed okay, Mr. Drosky, how you doing? First of all, it's Spike. You call me Mike?
I said Spike.
Oh,
Spike.
Okay. Okay.
Spike on the mic.
Okay, well, hey, well, thank you for giving us a call. I know I saw you Sunday, and we talked there for a minute, and you said that you were grace us with your 3 or 5 minutes of your time, right?
You got it. So, okay. Where are you? Over in Hillsborough?
Hillsborough.
Yeah, we're at the Hillsborough Hooters. We're at 4215 Hillsborough Avenue. But you probably know the address, right?
Yeah, I used to go there once in a while. Yeah.
Okay, so like I say, we know you're a very busy man, and so I just want to ask you five...
Wait, explain to the listeners who he is.
Ed Johnston, one of the original six founders of the Hooters franchise.
There we go.
This is the original Ed Drosty, as Bill Smosh just said. So what I'm going to do is I know you're a busy man doing things, and we appreciate you giving us a call. Now you made this show more legitimate.
Even he laughed at that.
Okay, so we just want to throw a couple quick.
You've been pretty illegitimate for a long time, though, so you know what? Maybe we can help there. Yeah.
I hear you.
Yeah. Yeah, so we've been doing our show from this Hillsborough Hooters for close to a year now. We want to thank you and Denise for giving us the okay.
Absolutely.
And the management staff here has been awesome.
Good.
There you go.
That was our second store ever. That was our second store ever in our little market. Almost 33 years ago, and now we're going into our 35th year. So you are at an iconic location, Spike. Good for you.
There we go. All right, so what I'm doing is I've given out some questions to the staff here. So these voices you may hear, you may not recognize, but you still can answer the questions. So let's start out with Dr. Captain Clark. Dr. Captain Clark, this is the one and only Mr. Ed Drosty.
Hello, Mr. Drosty. It's a pleasure to speak to you. I have a question that I came up with on my own that Spike wrote and handed to me to read to you verbatim.
There you go. Good for you.
So here's the question that I didn't write. Please explain how the April Fool's joke about Hooters came about.
Ooh.
So do I have an answer that Spike can write?
Yeah, good question.
That was good.
There we go.
Yeah.
Actually, April 1 has been a significant date for us forever. It's when we incorporated, not on purpose, but it was by accident, but it ended up being pretty prophetic. Don't you think that a bunch of six knuckleheads would actually incorporate on April Fool's Day? And then actually had another connotation that was not as cool. Our Winston Cup champion, Alan Kowicki,
yeah,
1993, perished in a plane accident.
Oh, April. Man.
Oh, yeah.
Was that April 1st?
Yeah, so, yeah, April 1st.
Oh, man.
So
I didn't know.
Yeah, there's a lot of significance to that day. But that's exactly what Spike wrote down here for me to read.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, then our next question is coming
from... Way to bring us down, Spike.
Sorry. Yeah, next question
Alan
comes
Kowicki
from...
Alan Kowicki died.
The Gas Man.
It's a pleasure to speak to you, sir.
Yeah.
I was a big fan of Hooters for 20-plus years. How has Hooters evolved since the first store?
Great question.
Wow. Well, corporately, over 400 restaurants, 28 countries, and sometimes over $1 billion in sales. But
wow.
I'd like
Damn.
To think in some ways it hasn't evolved. I'd like to think we're just as screwy and nutty sometimes. And you know, you have to be pretty resilient in this in this restaurant industry to kind of still be here
as
we are. So I think a part of it's the evolution. We got professional. We got, we do a little few things more big time. But in some ways, it's still that neighborhood little stupid joint that makes fun of itself. And I think that has an appeal,
Yeah,
of course.
Yeah. Good one. Okay, now this coming from a voice you may recognize, but on the show he's known as Bill Smotz. Bill Smotz, what is your question for the one and only Mr. Ed Drosty?
Hello, Ed Drosty. How are you today?
Oh, 72 degrees. And, what's the weather and what's the news? And
well, we'd like to have...
Can I have my soda out in the front with the grills as I usually do?
There you go. Roger P. Shulman, but he's not... Hey, Ed, obviously I have a question which... really kind of came to me right before the show on a piece of paper as well. But I also have one, but the other question I was going to ask, and you answered it. And by the way, I do like to look at this not as the second ever Hooters. I look at this as the first Hooters outside of the original Hooters. So that's
go.
How I
there
can.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah. By the way, all right. So you answered it when you said you like making fun of yourself, because I was going to ask what brought the decision to bring the Spike on the Mic show to the Hillsborough Avenue store. So
no
you've
cry.
No cry.
No cry.
No cry.
This guy is awesome.
We're going to have some flag group, about 50 people come in that we're going to have to feed tonight. Just like the old Buccaneers Stadium thing.
I thank you very much.
And actually, I got to be honest, because, you know, we're in this fake fact scenario. It wasn't the second. It was actually the third, because when we gave a lesson to the knuckleheads out of Atlanta, that we had a race to see who could get open first. Lakeland beat us by about a week. They opened, and then we opened that one. So technically, it's probably the third ever Hooters and second.
Those bastards.
Don't worry. Nobody's listening, so we'll go with number two.
It's the first ever Hooters outside of Pinellas County and not on I-4.
There you go.
Right.
You got it.
Okay. All right. So we still feel special. Yeah. All right. The one that was that really came to me is, what was the thoughts behind the Christmas lights?
Oh, yeah.
You know what? Now, this could be, I guess there's plausible deniability now, but, we opened on October 4th. Christmas came around. We put it up. We put them out. It looked good. It was very, very tacky. We left them up, and they stayed forever. And the actual city had an ordinance that said you had to take them down by a time. But by then, we'd become such an institution that they created an exemption that we could keep ours up. And I think we've kept them up for quite a while now.
Yeah, y'all guys have. Yeah,
and to kind of steal from what you just said, I just looking at the back of the shirt, delightfully tacky yet unrefined.
Yes.
There you go. You can't take yourself too serious. You know what? Jimmy Buffett had a thing that sometimes you got to get in touch with the fun part of yourself. And we did an early video in the old days, way old days, that said America needed an oasis, you know, and you need to, and that was 30 years ago, and 9/11, we became the oasis in New York City for, all the firemen and the policemen, and city was in trouble, and now, you know what, we still stay that oasis where everything's, taking a dump, you can still you still come in there and let your hair down, you know?
Yeah, we appreciate that. All right, so I'm going to one more question, I'm going to have to let you go, but unless you say you got a little more time. But here's a question that just came to me. Now, rumor has it that in the first store that you and the guys actually stood out on the side of the road with a sandwich board. Deny or confirm?
No. Different than that. First, how does a question come to you if you're writing the question? And then you gave it to yourself?
You're pulling this guy's awesome. You're pulling the curtain back.
No, I had two Italians were partners, and there were only two plumbers and a carpenter that were coming in. We had no business. Lynn Austin was bitching, as you would expect, and she was just washing windows. And I started picking up their tabs, so in desperation, I rented a chicken costume, which happens to be in the original, in our museum there. And I went out in traffic and waved people in who was unfair to chickens, right?
Nice.
There was nobody else that went out there. And then I quickly made a cook go out and do it for the next 2 days.
It got hot, huh?
You got to delegate that authority, man.
Then I swam out and painted Hooters on the side of a boat. Our biggest promotion was there was a pole sitter over in Jersey, Jim Towers, and I talked our gang into feeding him every night, and he was up there for like 300 days.
Whoa.
And we bring in chicken wings every night until we found out that the same bucket we were putting the chicken wings in to haul up was the bucket we used to get rid of the whatever.
TMI.
Yeah. Statute of limitations has passed on that. You're fine.
But, out of this whole interview, what I just found out, realized, Mr. Drossi, that you and I are so much alike. I was a flag flucker for the Buccaneers. You was a sign waiver for Hooters. We are common spirit.
There you go.
We are.
I didn't bring in every other sign waiver from the street into Hooters after I was done. We go, where all these people come from? Mike invited them up after they carried the flag.
Because we were common spirits, sir. All right, well, I want to thank you for giving us a call. And, when I see you again, don't act like you don't know me, okay?
That's how I have to act. It's the only, it's a safety mechanism, all right?
Like everybody else.
Yeah. We all do it all right here on the show.
Yeah.
And you know as well you know as well as we do, if you pretend not to know him, he's just going to be in your face regardless. Yeah. That's it. You know it.
You're right. All right, guys. All right. Keep it up.
All right, my friend. Right. Yeah. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
All right. Bye. Oh, man.
Yes.
So, listen, we just moved to the next level there.
That's impressive.
That was a good get, right? We got the man
good get, for sure.
Who started all this.
And the impressive thing, and to also make it more of a humanitarian thing, just because not because he was one of the original six founders of Hooters. If you are unfortunate enough, you have a family member who has to go to Moffitt, the waiting room. I mean, he's so... not entrepreneur, what a humanitarian spirit, but that's not the word I'm looking for. Philanthropical.
Yeah, there you go.
Where he goes over to Moffitt and the waiting center, and he's been a big part of the community. So,
Sorry. Go ahead, Gas.
No, I wanted to ask him if he thought it was ridiculous, like everyone else, when the men were going to sue Hooters because they couldn't get waitress jobs.
Why didn't you ask him that?
Because it wasn't written down in front of him.
You said not to go off the screen.
He didn't write it down for him.
Yeah. Okay. Awesome. Voice reason. Did you have a question?
Yeah, my question was what he answered when he first got on.
Oh.
Yeah. Which is, how long have you guys been in business? And it would sound like I was not listening at all because he said 33 years.
Yeah, I'm glad you crinkled
Actually,
that up.
Actually, it's 35. Yeah. This one's been open for 33 years because it was 1983 when it opened.
Oh, cool.
There you go.
Once again, we want to thank one of the original Hooters founders, Mr. Ed Drossi, for giving the call on the Spike on the Mic show. You know, this just shows that we are an award-deserving podcast.
Yeah.
We are, I don't know how that proves that, but yes. We are the people's choice. All right, so now, because we're a call-driven show, we have to drive what the people want. Now, back to the original question at hand.
Oh, really? We didn't solve that?
What even was it?
It was, you see a service animal.
Is that
a deal breaker?
Did we pretty much exhaust that?
I thought we came to the end of that.
I think Mr. Drosty's call saved you from looking like a jerk.
No, I explained that if you see somebody over there and they have a service dog, that is legitimately saying that they're crazy. Okay.
No. Uh-huh. No, that's absurd.
Like insane, mentally challenged?
No, it's
are you thinking? Are you confusing service dog with a comfort dog? Whatever
it is, it's the dog that has
a comfort animal.
These people walk around and they say they can't go into public or they have anxiety attacks.
Oh,
and
that's a comfort dog, not a service dog.
Yeah, that's a support dog.
But what
service dogs perform a function for people who can't function fully. If they can't see.
Commonly associated with can't see, but there are other reasons.
There's other ones too, but they have to have those.
What does a vest say?
Service dog.
Service dog, yeah.
The people who have a dog, they get anxiety attacks.
Those are comfort animals. But they don't wear a vest.
They may say still service.
No, they don't.
They don't. I mean, I don't know.
Comfort animals don't wear a vest.
It's not going to say service animal. It's going to say comfort animal because it's a totally different thing.
It's a different thing entirely.
100% different. That changes the entire question.
Yeah.
And there are people
My wife is a comfort animal.
But you can go on the internet. There are people who will go on the internet and order a vest so they can take their dog into it, and there's nothing wrong with it. So there's that, too.
Okay, so there was a...
We've confused Mike.
I haven't seen the word comfort. I've always seen service because there's people who have service birds.
That's what you're not understanding. There are service dogs. It's a thing. You're 100% right. But there's also comfort animals.
Okay.
Two different things.
I have a service bird.
All right, but real quick, let's just... I want to try and maybe cut to the point here. What do you call a dog that helps someone who's blind?
A guide dog.
Oh, therein lies the miscommunication.
Oh, a guide dog.
It's not more specific.
I
think that was a back in the day term for it. I think it's more politically correct at this point to say service.
Well, it's just more inclusive because, as Bill mentioned, a lot of these dogs perform more functions than just help blind people.
Yeah.
But there's people who can't hear. There's people that have legitimate disabilities and need the dog in order to perform daily functions.
Okay, this
service dog.
This is not a dog or animal for a person that can't hear. This is a person who just thinks they gotta have a dog with them to make them feel good.
So I see them from across the bar and I make that assessment because they have a dog with them.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Who brings the dog into a bar?
Is that a deal breaker?
Oh my god, it's a whole different no.
I have a little parrot, a little green parrot, and she helps me with my self-esteem.
You know what I think when I see somebody with a dog? I think, oh, that person has a dog.
Oh, I know.
Man.
Wow, you have no imagination, do you?
No, I'm just going off the facts that are presented to me by looking at them having a dog.
A comfort animal would be for a person with a girl with low self-esteem.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, well, then I'm always looking for girls with low self-esteem.
That's how you got.
It's not about self-esteem. It's about comfort level.
Hey, no, little girl.
How do you think you got married? How do you think you got married?
You want some candy, emotional, little girl?
Okay, so now someone said it's an emotional support animal. Okay, because here's the reason I want to ask that. Yesterday I was at Ian Beckel's pool party, and there was
good for you.
There was this
good
girl.
Name dropper.
This was girl. She was all of hot.
Okay.
But she had a dog. You had to dismiss her.
Because
she's crazy.
She is very crazy.
Another actual number.
Well, I guess being a caller-driven show, we have to take our callers. Callers, welcome to Spike on the Mic Show.
So it's Billy.
Oh, it's Billy.
Oh, hey, Billy. Yeah, how you sticking?
Billy.
About comfort animals and service animals?
Yes.
Yeah, whatever word you want to use.
Okay. Yeah, unfortunately.
Yes. So, Dad, the bird is your self-esteem?
Yes. Satchel helps me with my self-esteem.
Because the bird is so ugly, he makes you feel pretty? Is that what
you're Well, kind of, yeah.
You're busted, pal.
So, Billy, doesn't that solidify the fact that he's crazy?
My dad was crazy with or without the bird.
You sound like my daughter.
So Billy, let me pose a question to you. You see a guy or girl across the room that you have the hots for, and this person has a comfort support animal. Is that a deal breaker?
Nah.
Yes.
Thank you, Billy.
You said yes?
You said yes or no?
No.
Oh, wow.
For a while, I was afraid you wouldn't date your own father.
I have to figure out what the support reason was for. It could be something minor and not,
That is not
a bother.
Listen, that is just telling everybody I'm crazy.
No, that's...
Not necessarily. You're very judgmental.
Yes, and the reason is because I've experienced 3 to 5 people who always had a animal because they're crazy.
Name them.
Okay. 3 to 5.
Three to five. You ought to be able to name one.
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm just gonna say this girl who has
name.
Blue
yeah,
hair.
Yeah. Let's name. Hear the 3 to 5 okay. people you know
first and last name
and how crazy they were.
I don't want to do that because they may be listening.
Nobody's listening. Not one person is listening. Go. No,
that's hey, true. He called them crazy. They're listening.
Yeah.
No, we do have one female listening, and she's on the phone.
No. Go ahead.
Well, nothing. It depends.
I tell you what.
My answer from almost all of your questions, Spike, is it depends.
No, you can't depend.
Why not? If this person that I'm attracted to has a service animal because he has really, really bad PTSD and he's violent, then yeah, maybe I'll think twice.
But that's too late. You're already in the boat. You're already in the boat then. So you might well see. You always
no,
stop.
I'm not. I can always get out of the boat. I can swim.
Billy for the win.
But yes. Billy, the only way you know this person is crazy is after y'all get in the boat with him.
Yeah. And then I can jump out of the boat and swim home.
You should look across the room
There's always an out.
Look across the room and you can see that there is craziness going on. What if the guy across the room had like a service, ferret? A ferret.
A service ferret.
Yeah.
A service ferret.
I don't really like ferrets, so I might think twice because I'm not a real big fan of ferrets.
But
they smell.
I saw the girl he was talking about yesterday because I was there too. I would put up with that crazy for a few hours.
Yeah.
She was fine.
He was going for the external. I was going for the internal.
I don't care about the internal.
I was going for the internal.
I told you I'm not going to be around that long. I don't care.
Oh man.
So Monica, if the guy had a service ferret on his shoulder, that's still not a deal breaker?
It's a conversation starter, I'll tell you that.
Ferrets are cool, man.
And by the way, let me just, for the official moment here, is an emotional support animal considered a service animal? Emotional support animals, comfort animals, and therapy dogs are not service animals under Title II and Title III of the ADA.
Nice.
All right. Here's a person that I had to name one. I'm going to call her Roxanne. She.
Oh, you're gonna call her a Roxanne.
Yeah.
All Roxanne.
She wanted to get. I just blew. She wanted to get.
You know, she doesn't have to put the red light on.
She wanted to get it. Listen, she wanted to get into this apartment, and the apartment said no animals. So she qualified it as a service, with emotional support,
help me kind of animal.
So she found a clever way to get a pet allowed into an apartment. That's crazy, or is that crafty?
I call it work. Oh. Work in the system.
Yeah. She exploited the system to suit her needs. Sounds less than crazy to me.
Okay.
All right, guys, I'm hanging up now.
All right.
Great. Good call.
We love
call.
You, Billy.
Thank you, Billy. Thanks for
143.
Calling.
143.
I'm sorry.
Bye.
Bye, baby. Bye. Will you say voice of reason?
Well, I was going to hold a show. I have a question sometime during the show for Mark.
Oh, this ought to be great.
Oh, well, okay, well, we should go ahead and close the deal because we've been working on the service all animal right. and for a while. So
okay.
I'm just going to make an executive decision, as I always do.
Right, that we're all wrong and you're correct.
Yeah, and there's one girl who comes to the show that I do on Saturdays. She's way out there. One day she came in the show with her dog claiming this is my emotional support dog.
Okay.
It goes.
Right. Started with
everybody,
a J?
Everybody know.
All right.
She way out there.
Was that the first woman you killed?
You don't have to answer that point.
Oh, okay. All right. All right, then. So let's go ahead and do topic changing music.
All right.
Well, let's see who you can insult sight unseen with this topic.
Everyone.
Sorry, everybody.
No, actually, what we're going to do is we're going to do a little change, and because the Voice of Reason has a little discussion that he would like to front with said member of the cast. Voice of Reason.
Okay, I'm going to put you on the spot, Gas Man.
Okay, go ahead.
On the way in, I saw a sign that said T85, $2.34 a gallon.
Okay.
It's like a fuel. Do you know anything about that fuel?
No, I don't. I don't even know what T85 is.
Oh, okay. Well, all right, then.
All right. Next topic.
That was it.
I know.
Good God.
It's a fuel. I mean, I figured he knew about it. He delivers fuel.
Wow.
We don't deliver 285, though. We deliver 87, 93, and... 89 octane and diesel. We don't deliver to 85.
So you know about it, but you won't talk about it because it's the competition.
No, he's never heard of it.
I never heard of it. I don't know what it is. Yeah. It could be race fuel. It could be non-ethanol. It could be anything.
On the side of the road? Race fluid?
No, fuel? Some stations, like Sunoco Station.
Race fuel. You know, the kind that the colored people use.
Yeah, just race.
Yeah. Race fuel.
Yeah. They sell race fuel at some stations, yeah.
They do actually do sell racing fuel.
I've seen one on
for these loud cars
Boulevard
that go by.
Good
save,
Tampa.
Steve.
They got them
or St. Pete, excuse me, Pinellas Park
at the Circle K on right down on Hill Del Mabry. They got a race fuel pump. It's an extra pump.
You know, it's because they do it here because they want to head down Hillsboro during the Spike on the Mike show.
Yeah, exactly.
At a high rate of speed.
Yeah, yes. Exactly.
All right, so Voice of Reason, thank you for that in depth.
Yeah, that was beautiful.
I just wondered. I thought maybe I should have asked him before the show.
I think so. Yeah.
I would have, except for I was strongly encouraged to keep it impromptu.
I'm going to Google it so I found out what it is.
Yeah, that one kept us.
You're
going
to do what to it?
I'm going to Google T85.
Google it. That's what people do with their smartphone.
It's
they
like
can't really do it on their
phone.
It's
like a homework assignment. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Where's all this wind coming from? But that's so.
I don't know. I don't know.
From the earth.
But luckily, Monica has a coat on. Yeah.
Yes. All right. Well, thank you for that in-depth, that deep, deep question there. All right. So we got a topic changing then.
All right.
Well, this one might work.
Oh man.
All right. I like to call this topic letting all the air out.
Letting all the
air
out.
I think that already happened.
This is all you, Gas Man. Yeah.
You're welcome.
All right, this is something you guys may have heard is in the news.
Yeah.
And I have to have your opinion, your illegal riffraff in the shipping containers.
That's us.
Opinion on that. Did y'all hear about this electric company in, I'm going to say, Cleveland, because I don't know if I forgot what city it was. They cut the power off on this elderly woman who was on oxygen. And because her phone, her light bill was so high, they went in and disconnected her power.
Wow.
She died.
Oh, my garage.
So my question to the panel.
Yeah, the legal riffraff in the shipping container. Yeah.
Who is, you think, is liable or responsible? Is it the electric company or the family for not paying the woman's bill? And I'll start with you, gas man.
That's a tough one because as a business, you got to have money to run your business.
Yeah, so you got to kill people.
No, there's just no two ways around it. But if it's keeping her alive, man, you got to make an exception to that.
There's no two ways around it.
No two ways.
Yeah, really.
You got to kill people.
All right, Monica's?
Well, with the part that you're leaving out, because Classic Spag doesn't go through the whole article, is that the family was allegedly on the phone with the equivalent of a Tico, whatever it is there.
Yeah.
And they
not the show.
They did $500. They paid $500.
They paid $500,
and it still was not enough.
Oh,
I heard it was a $2,000 bill.
It started at 10 a.m. and she didn't die until 4 p.m. So in my opinion, she had six hours to move her. That's not the only place in the world. You take her to Starbucks and plug
That's
her in.
True, yeah.
Was she gasping? Hey, they just went to the Circle K to get the race.
Get the race wheels. All right, so you saying what?
I don't know that the family did as much as they could. Was there some sort of money they're going to inherit or some sort of nonsense? Because
She was gasping for 6 hours.
I don't know what she was doing for did 6 hours, but she wasn't alive at the end of it, so something was going down south quickly.
Who was necessarily notified? Was anyone
again? Her family was there with her and contacted the electric company the whole time and paid $500 towards the bill to the balance, and the electric company said no. And this lady had warnings, multiple warnings. And again, her house is not the only. Now I get it. If she's super, super sick, maybe she can't be moved, type of thing. But if you can spend $500 towards the balance, you can go get a mini generator and bring it to
your
house.
Could have got a wheelchair.
By the way,
less than that.
With the hood and the sunglasses, you like the Unabomber.
Yeah.
Maybe you I am, Mike.
Hold on a second. So your question, who is responsible? The electric company or the family?
The family.
The family. All right. Voice of reason?
I don't know. I guess it's the family. If the electric company did not know, then it's obviously the family.
They knew.
Yeah, how did the electric
company did know?
Because the family contacted them multiple times.
They're telling the customer service rep. Do you think they pass that on?
If you're this makes the family responsible. If you're a family member who truly wants to help, you don't just talk to the customer service person who says no and then you hang up. I want to speak with your manager. I want to speak with that manager. I'm going to get something done today.
Do we know that happened?
Yes, apparently multiple family members multiple times contacted Tico or whatever.
Ooh,
it is.
Well,
do they talk to multiple customer service reps?
And multiple times. Yeah, obviously not the same one every time.
No, I know that. I mean, if you talk to like five or six, I mean, I'm sure people have told them stories like, yeah, well, I want to keep my marijuana plants running, but I can't. Maybe that's what they were really doing. And yet
my mother's dying. Right. She needs the electricity for her oxygen.
Even if all that's true, the family was responsible because the family has, it's their response. If I call,
it's now totally changed. Now you're totally 100% against the family.
I said it from the get.
I know. You said that there was shared blame to share.
No.
But
I said from the get that it's just the family. And the family, if Tico or whoever's not, if the electric company is not listening, I have to take it in my own hands. Okay, now I'm sorry. I was going to pay you $500 towards the balance, but this money now has to go to some source of electricity for my mother, which it's in a whole other story.
We
got to
buy her batteries now.
Or something.
Hey, how do you spell concessions?
C-O-N-C-E-S-S-I-O-N-S.
How do you spell concessions backwards?
S-N-O-I-S-S-E-C-N-O-C.
All right, Dr. Captain Clark.
I love that.
I'm siding with the electric company in this. It's a $2,000 bill. That indicates that it's several months past
due. It's old, yeah.
Yep. That's not just 1 month and they decided to be mean and turn the electricity off. And if she dies, she dies. They gave her some leeway to get it done.
You're with
the electric company, not the electric company to blame.
I'm not blaming the electric company.
I think the electric company did as much due diligence as necessary, and they're entitled to get paid on their services.
You're running a business.
Smarts?
Sure, I'm same way.
Which
PWs?
Way?
Everyone's
gone against the family at this point.
Yeah, I happen to know the woman. I'd kill her, too.
I was going to say, if it's my mom, that's
allegedly.
A whole other story.
Yeah. What happened to the voice of reason?
My mom would blow the electric guy and then be free electricity for everybody. So let's get my mom in on that.
Hell.
Whoa, yeah.
Would it be guy or girl?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No matter.
Okay.
If I were in the jury, their family wouldn't get a dime. Sorry.
Okay, no.
Wait, are they seeking? Are they seeking damages?
You're against the man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I am. I'm thinking that the electric company are totally at fault because they could have.
Wait a minute. We actually still found a way for him to disagree with us?
Yes. Yeah.
That's incredible.
And you're going to hear why, right?
Because you know if we had all gone the other way, he'd be going the other way at this point.
That's not necessarily true. Once
no, that's
y'all might not.
It was 3 years ago, Spike, and it was because of Christmas. It was the Christmas season, and you agreed with us. I remember.
Yeah. But listen, the family, the electric company took $500 from them, but yet they still turned off the power. Yeah. If they were going to turn off the power, they should have took none of the money.
Should have done it 11 months ago when it was passed due.
Whatever the thing is, but you say, give me money.
Good point.
If you take my money, you're agreeing that we will work with you.
Do we know that 9 months prior that grandma or mom was healthy and maybe they didn't need?
This one guy don't care if it was 10 years. If you accept the money, then that means
not all the money, though. They didn't pay all the money. They only paid a little bit.
And maybe they said, hey, give it, and you have 48 hours to pay the deal. Difference, and then they didn't do it.
They should
have
gave the money back, because I got a bill right now. I owe some money. I gave them $23. They sent a $23 check back.
Nice. So that's the proper way to do it.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you pay.
So when are you going to die?
So at that point, yes, they haven't used $2,000 worth of electricity. They're still owed for $1,500 of electricity, but it doesn't matter to you if someone's going to try to at least get that at that point. How long do you give them? Do you give them another year at that point? What do you do?
Here's a good example. I had to get my registration renewed, okay, and I had some tolls that I didn't pay.
They won't let you renew unless you pay those tolls.
Yeah, exactly right. And here's the thing. I paid the part of it, but what happened was I had another part that had gone to collection because I didn't pay that. I had to pay the collection part on top of what I owed.
God.
And listen, this is my fault. I should have paid it, but I didn't, so what am I going
to
do?
You have to pay it.
You got to pay it.
And it sucks.
Yeah.
Well, same way with
USF. But if I'd paid it in the first place, I wouldn't have to worry about it.
The same way with USF parking. I have a parking ticket that was not warranted.
You don't know people that can hook that up for you. You don't know someone who can scratch that. Come
no,
on.
No, it wasn't warranted at the time.
You know a lot of people.
Someone said they couldn't do it, so I said, all right, I won't. So I just don't drive that plated car onto the campus anymore.
Allegedly.
No, right. that plate's gone now.
All right, so let's take a quick poll around the room. All right. If you accept the money, aren't you agreeing to give this person
modify your sentence, all or part? You have to be
part. If you accept part of the money, are you not agreeing to work with this person? Smuts. Yes or no?
Because they're already 10 months past due.
Clark.
Yeah, I don't know what the arrangement was. Maybe they told him, like, it's got to be all or nothing. And
but it's not automatic. You don't just pay a little bit and it's
automatic.
Maybe
they sent the $500 in and, like, okay, well, you're going to give it to the end of the day, and you didn't make it by the end of the day. So we told you we were going to do it, so we're doing it.
All right, voice.
Yeah, I'm starting to agree with you. It's all or nothing. I mean, that's it. That's the new understanding. That's you with your $23 bill.
Jesus Christ, your nose is turning brown every 4 seconds.
Spike has a great point there. All or
does
nothing.
He? Oh, he has a great point there.
No, he does. He's saying that $500 should have been enough to stall. He's not saying all or nothing.
Okay, if they don't want it, send it back.
Yeah, they should have sent it back. It's all or nothing.
They are owed that money.
They're owed two of it.
How do you know that they haven't for months given the $500 and gotten extension after extension after extension?
So if they took it the first time and accepted it, that means they got when they're going to stop accepting it.
That's the point.
At some point, you got to put your foot down.
Your question was, is it automatically agreed that because they received partial, that means that they should still have the light on? And that answer is absolutely not. It's not agreed anywhere. You have to have an agreement with a person. One-on-one. Okay, well,
read
the
fine print.
You think the repo man, if you got a $300 car bill, that all of a sudden you pay $230 and say, I'll have it to you by tomorrow, and you don't, you think it's not going to be hooked up?
It's gone so fast.
You're getting licked.
You better save your money because it's not going to help you.
All right. Gas man?
No, it doesn't cover it. They were right to cut the power.
And okay, PWs?
Not if they have a service dog, no.
All right, well,
bringing it back around.
Spike, I forgot. What side are we on again?
Yeah, really. I need to just
start. They could use the $500 to get the family a therapy dog now.
They don't have $5 because electric company took the $5 in cash.
No, I'm just saying the therapy dog could just go, hey, here's your therapy dog. We'll put it towards the we'll put the $500 towards it.
Yeah, that's nice.
Nope. All right. I don't know what to say about that. I'm just so disappointed in y'all.
Yeah.
Well, welcome to our side. This is how we usually are with you, so... It doesn't feel good, does it?
No, if you accept my money, then you are giving me...
What if they gave you $1? What if you gave them $1 and said, okay, you know what, we're going to work to pay this?
Yeah.
Flip it, Spike.
We're going to pay you $1 for 2,000 days.
No, flip it. If you use their service, you have to pay them money.
True that. All day, every day.
They used $2,000 worth. They did not pay $2,000 worth. Therefore, nada.
But they took... five of it.
Let's put it this way. You do
they
some.
They were owed five of it. And
they were
more.
Old, they were old two, they
and
were,
more. So
you
that's
put
not
some photography. You do some photography business on the side, yes?
Yes. All my energy all right. on this.
So let's say you quote a price of $600. You'll do whatever. And they give you $200. You give them all the pictures at that point in time and say, all right, we're gonna pay you. We're going to pay you $200 now, and we're going to get it to you. And you go, oh, okay, well, you're doing it, so we'll do it. And you give them the money, and then what? You just
okay, of course.
Walk?
I'm going to give them two pictures.
Oh, you're going to give them some. Well, they gave them some power.
No, they didn't. No, they didn't because the lady died.
Yeah, yeah, they gave them some power.
They gave them $900 votes.
Yeah.
They gave them
okay.
votes.
Yeah.
Shut up, Spike.
I was promised 1.85 gallons of gas.
Just yes. Spike.
If you only
just
give me Spike. 1 gallon of gas and I was already here and I already did everything, then who's wrong and who's right in this situation?
Trey, I think you earned more at this point in time.
Look,
we're 5 minutes. You should walk away right now.
I've earned my 1.5. Bye, guys.
Hey, well, listen. I like I say, I'm just going to have to just reevaluate.
Shut up.
Yeah. Ooh.
Shut up.
Ooh. Shut up, Spike.
I'm going to have to just reevaluate my assessment of y'all.
I love you, Spike.
Especially during Christmas time when this awards, when it's Christmas time, I'm going to figure out.
Wait. You don't get to come off as Mr. Compassion after you dismissed everyone who has a dog as being crazy.
That is true.
Yeah.
That is
so,
true. Solid
yeah.
point.
You wait. Abandoned the high road two topics ago.
Exactly.
Au revoir. That's French for his mama speak.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are right. you trying to say au contraire there?
What? Which doesn't mean my... au contraire. You don't know that? Au contraire?
I thought you were going to ask
it's French.
Was he trying to say mistake instead of mistake?
Mistake.
You guys are missing the point.
Play right, it again.
Yeah. Let's we do, always do.
Let's do this. We got to go around the room
yeah.
because this show was so entertaining, and we got to talk
yeah,
about
it's nearly what.
He's going to say my faux pas and what? Au contraire. That's what he kind of combined.
What stuck with you today? So let's start out with you, Gas Man. What stuck with you tonight?
It stuck with me that I should have talked to that girl with the service dog yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Hey, programming note. You on the road again?
Yes, I'm going out of town tomorrow to Ashland, Kentucky to roll chemicals for 3 weeks, probably four.
Oh, so 3 weeks?
Drug
what
deal.
The hell?
You're into football season, my
roll
friend.
Roll chemicals.
That is a meth haven, isn't it?
I'm doing legitimate chemicals for Eagle Transport. I don't know my business where it goes. I'm just getting paid to do a
man.
Job.
Yeah, that seems legit.
None of my business.
Voice of Reason, what stuck with you tonight?
Google?
Google, yes.
Yeah, it's a new thing. It's not going to last long. It's called Google, but it's not going to last. Don't worry about
Google.
It.
Google.
Yeah, really. Dr. Captain Clark, what stuck with you tonight?
Google. I wish I could ask Ed Drosty my own question.
Yeah, me too.
You know... you didn't have to. If you wouldn't have said that, then it would have been your own original.
Yeah, I wouldn't have written that question.
Smosh, what stuck with you tonight?
What stuck with me is you somehow conveniently compared yourself to a very successful entrepreneur who dressed as a chicken in order to save his business.
What?
And he said, that's just like you, or just like me. I think that was your words. You know, yeah. And I'm like going, when was the last time you dressed as a chicken?
Yeah.
You're just assigned, you're a flag flucker. And
yes.
all of a sudden, a flag flucker is an actual person in a costume, a chicken costume,
yeah.
along Gulf to Bay, in order to bring people into a at the time, fledgling business, but has now since become a... a juggernaut
I don't know
in
if
the business
called
world.
It fledgling.
Isn't the show over by now? How long is he babbling?
Well, I knew we were
a lot
I knew we were at 56, and I knew we had to stretch it.
Yeah.
So I was actually
thank
going
you.
Slowly
thank
at that point. So
Spike,
see,
I see the similarities. They're all there.
Yeah.
Thank you. Your name is gonna be big.
No,
on the
he admitted balance. At the time it was fledgling. He was like going, "We got a carpenter and two plumbers that were coming in, or maybe it was two plumbers and a carpenter. I don't remember, but that was all his business." And he goes out. Next thing you know, if you go by the Gulf to Bay Hooters, the original one, you'll see the chicken costume in the museum that is conveniently plotted there.
Years ago, they started off with a small little flag.
That chicken costume has to stink.
PW, what stuck with you?
What
that's why
stuck
it's glass
with me
encased.
Is that we're about 9 seconds from the last minute.
Fortunately, I stretched out long enough to at least get us to that last minute.
You're not even paying attention right now. You have no idea what's happening. It's your own show, and you don't even know what's happening.
Okay, you know what stuck with me?
No. Time to go.
Stuck with me is I want to thank Mr. Ed Drossi for giving us a call.
Yeah,
because
there you go.
He did everything. He the one that plugged all the lights in. He made it happen. Thanks, him for calling. And I want to give a big thanks to Billy Mike Salt.
Damn. And that car going by.
Dr. Captain Clark's sister.
Chevy truck, dually.
And all our listeners out there, guys. And also, listen, we are out now. You can call. You can say, Alexa, play the Spike on the Mic show and you will hear us. Thanks to my cast. Gas man, be good up there. We're rolling your joints, whatever you're doing.
I'm going to call in every week.
I'm out, baby boy. Thanks a lot. One.